Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, and of course, home of the world champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way. We're also on Gab the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And we're on Parler as at the Captain's America. Now, don't forget, you can always go to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and that's just another way that you can listen to the radio show by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, because our radio show is playing live right there, right now, right off the satellite. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hour number two. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize, folks, those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, little Dr. Fauci is at it again. He says a New York coronavirus variant has likely emerged in an HIV/AIDS patient. What's he trying to tell us this time?
Well, I'd have to say stay tuned and see what he says maybe tomorrow.
Every time you turn around, there's something else going on with this guy.
It's something else, or it'll change. But here's the thing. The variant issue is going to be factor very heavily. As we hear about states beginning to roll back their mask mandates, as we hear about the numbers going down, as we hear about the numbers changing favorably, watch out. Here comes the variant, and they will definitely be talking about that. And so whether or not that's the next thing to move the goalposts, it seems like it would be. But what the people want, Captain, is they want to get a handle on this. I don't think that they necessarily believe that the only way to get a handle on this is to shut everything down or have lockdowns. But we do know much more, and in fact, this even goes back to what that reporter suing the governor of Michigan for. We know more about this virus now. We know how to protect people better, and that's really what needs to be done moving forward. It can be done safely, but it doesn't have to be a one-size-fits-all shutdown.
Now, the Supreme Court and John Roberts have chimed in because they could put new limits on voting rights lawsuits. What are they talking about?
Well, I know that they're going to be hearing cases about Arizona, and what this does, talking about, I think, how long the ballots can be retrieved for, this kind of thing.
Okay, and we'll just have to wait and see, because, again, we talked about John Roberts yesterday, and a lot of people think that he's compromised because there's someone by the name of John Roberts whose name was on the Epstein logs flying down to that island on several different times.
Well, there is that name, but a lot of people have that name. That's the thing. But also, I think they'll be looking at the idea of people who are casting ballots in either the wrong precinct or a different precinct and so forth. And it's interesting how the sort of the narrative goes, Captain, and that is, well, people are trying to restrict voting rights, while the Biden administration and the Congress, they're going to try to expand the voting rights. And it all seems so simple when they tell it, but it's really not. It's really not. It's really actually pretty complicated, and it's designed to have more of the chaos than as we saw on November the 3rd. The idea, of course, is to make sure that the voting, the elections have integrity. Just saying they do doesn't
well,
make it so.
We have found out that there is legislation coming through the six states where they had the problems the last time around. It's already been introduced to change the way some things were done and to add a voter ID, picture ID, to a lot of different things. None of this voter, same-day voting, all that stuff, all the things they used to slip in there. Plus, the big thing is going to be, and Florida's leading the way on this one, ballot harvesting will be illegal. Period.
Well,
period.
Exactly. And, you know, in this day and age, there's so many different ways for people to cast their ballots, but to run around and collect them and this kind of thing, it's not done across the board, for one thing.
Yeah.
And again, then what happens, then you got to fight fire with fire. Then the Republicans have to go out and do a bunch of ballot harvesting things and so forth. But also, you mentioned, Captain, too, the same day, or, you know, show up and register and cast your vote that day. Nobody wants to.
It's called motor voting.
Well, exactly. But nobody wants to curtail voting, but there has to be some kind of structure to it.
And you have to be able to prove who in the hell you are when you can't speak a word of English to be able to vote, because how do we know you're a citizen? So guess what? You have to have your ID with you, and if you don't, you're not going to vote.
It seems pretty straightforward.
That's right. So there you go. That might help California, where they don't seem to get the message. All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to circle back. Yep, we're going to circle back. I'm getting a lot of questions about the stimulus plan, so we're going to circle back when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Remember, in the times that we're living in right now, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 for right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them, I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and that $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish putting in the windshield. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, Ocala, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get that $100 put in the palm of your hand today. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Okay, now, we on this program have become infamous. I'm not saying using the word famous, Kyle. I'm using the word infamous. We on this program have become infamous for the circle back segment. And here we go. We are going to circle back. Hey. Well, they're making a bunch of noise there. But we're circling back. All right. Here we go. The $1.9 trillion stimulus bill, which passed the House, which today makes its way to the Senate, which goes to committee, which has to be voted on and approved out of the committee and then sent to the floor of the Senate for a vote. So there you go. And the other thing is, it's a great, great, great little thing that you can do by going over to
the COVID-19, searching it on the web and finding out exactly what's involved. Now, we've had some people telling us they didn't get their $600 and this, that, and the other, and all that. I'm sorry that you didn't get your $600, but you had a certain amount of time to do that, and it was published in the papers. It was advertised on television. We even mentioned it here on the radio. I mentioned it several times a week on my radio show. That time has come and gone, and I believe, Kyle, the official word that you just told me was what?
Well, I know that they're not sending out any more checks.
No, all the checks that were people that were in the system and eligible to get them, got them.
Yes, but according to the IRS website, irs.gov, they do say this. They say some individuals who didn't receive any economic impact payments or receive less than the full amounts may be eligible for the recovery rebate credit, but they must file a 2020 tax return to claim the recovery rebate credit, even if they don't usually file a tax return. So that tells me, Captain, that, you know, they need to perhaps talk to a tax professional, you know, contact the IRS. As you say, contact your congressional representative.
That's what I did for a friend of mine.
Exactly. So there, again, from what we understand, there may be, if you were supposed to get it but never got it, that kind of thing.
But,
so check out with your tax professional.
But he did it within the time allotted. And I told him, I says, don't dally on this. Get over there and get a hold of the congressman, which was Gus Bilirakis, and get this done. And he did. And 2 weeks later, he had the check in his hand.
Well, exactly right.
Yep. Now, guess what? You know why he wasn't going to get one?
Why's that?
IRS had no idea that he was even around anymore. He hadn't paid any returns because he didn't have to over the last 10 or 15 years. Got lost in the system. Happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, So find somebody who's does taxes, and they can advise you.
That's correct. But this $1,400 is coming. Not $2,000. Not $2,000. The $1,400 that's coming. And by the way, people are still upset in Georgia that they didn't get $2,000 like they thought they were going to, because they were promised. You know, Mitch McConnell made that, and Johannes made a comment to me earlier about that, they were promised $2,000 by the Democrats, and they were. And Mitch McConnell said, I'm not giving $2,000 to any socialists. Or something along that line. And they didn't get it. And guess what? They didn't get two sentences, did they?
Well, that's right. But now, of course, Captain, didn't Biden and Harris go down there and say, we're going to get you $2,000? Vote for us. We're giving you $2,000. But so the campaign commercial, that's gonna write itself at that point.
That's correct. And the other thing is, again, as we're telling you here, folks, the stimulus that will be voted on probably this week, probably passed by the weekend. Kyle did say that there was a possibility that we're going to try to tie it into some sort of what was it, the unemployment that was running out on the 14th?
And
why they do that, wait till the last freaking minute, is totally beyond me. Because you don't want to do that. Nobody wants to wait till the last minute.
Well, of course not. But, of course, Captain, you know who can't wait till the last minute anymore? People out there who really do need something.
I've been hearing from them for the last couple hours here. Where's my check? I didn't get my $600. Or when am I going to get my $2,000? One person didn't understand it was $1,400. They said, well, does that mean the $600 I got comes up to $2,000? Yeah.
Right, yeah, they're adding it together, saying,
right.
Ultimately, you got $2,000, yeah.
But here's the kicker. There's another big-time stimulus coming later in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know how much it's going to be or what it's going to be for. It's going to have a lot more stuff in there for businesses to get them jump-started and moving again. It won't be so much for the individuals because, you know, I granted there's people on Social Security, there's people that aren't working, this, that, and the other, but they're not out there to hand you a bunch of money just for the sake of handing it. They're trying to keep the businesses afloat.
Well, sure, because we're seeing too many businesses just absolutely close up.
And the cost of living this year in Social Security sucked. I know all that, you know, because we don't get the same cost of living, those of us that are on Social Security, that some other people do that work in the government positions. For example, in the stimulus plan, I don't know if you know this or not, Kyle, but there is a pay increase for members of Congress.
Oh, brother.
Really, I'm serious. It's right there. Yeah. Yep. You, all you got to do is scroll down. You'll find it, but it's there.
Well, yep. We're not surprised.
Now, will the Senate get rid of that? Probably not.
Mm-hmm. Probably not is right. But, you know, Captain, there could have been a stimulus last summer. There could have been a stimulus this wintertime after the November election. There wasn't any. But primarily during the summertime, of course, Donald Trump was president. So Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, I don't think, wanted to go to the mat for the American people and give Trump a quote-unquote win and get a legislation through. Because again, they were running a different op at that point. It was called get Trump out of office op.
Right. Dee Dee is chiming in down there in Sarasota. Dee Dee, it's not that hard to put a little antenna in the back of a radio. Believe me, people do it all. By the way, Jeff will help you. Jeff will help you out there, Dee Dee. Jeff, you got an assignment. Get Dee Dee set up with a little small antenna so she can help pick up the AM signal there, because she's obviously in what we call a fringe area down there where she's living right now. So that changes things a little bit on the picture down there in Sarasota, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometime, and by the way, I used to live, when I lived in Sarasota, and I listened to the Tampa stations at night, or even the Sarasota station, the one that I'm on right now broadcasting on. Before I was on this station,
mm-hmm.
It would have a fringe area, and you'd get in a certain area around the power lines or, you know, the substations or something like that, and all you'd hear is
right.
So it is what it is. But anyway, let's see here. All right, let's go back to what we were doing here. President Trump will take the reins of the Republican Party and take the issue of immigration totally away from Joe Biden when Joe Biden's plan fails. What do you think?
Well, again, you know, seeing all the things that Biden is doing, and namely even immigration, the proof's going to be in the pudding. People are going to see marked differences in what's happening, and it's going to be hard for, you know, many of the news media to really hide it. So President Trump's predictions will begin coming true, not only with the economy, but with the immigration issues and so forth. They'll try to make it sound as good as possible for as long as possible, but people are stupid. I mean, they're going to start seeing what's going on. And especially when, you know, you get rid of the stay in Mexico policy while your asylum claims are being done, the caravans that are making their way to the border, it's all going to start coming true.
Yeah. By the way, here comes the music. We'll be right back after this break, bottom of the hour. And here's one for you, folks. For our listeners in Alabama, you already know this. Roll Tide, right? Well, Alabama is going to fill the football stadium up when they start playing in the fall again. They got rid of their mask rule there, too, by the way. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shut the? Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A top White House coronavirus official says it's still too difficult to schedule an appointment for a vaccine in many areas. White House COVID-19 response coordinator Jeff Zients made the statement Monday during a press briefing. But the major issue is still the supply of vaccines, even with Johnson & Johnson beginning to ship their recently approved shot. Former Vermont Health Commissioner Dr. Paul Jarrus tells CBS News that having enough people to administer the shots is just as important as having a good scheduling system.
There's a lesson to be learned here, and unfortunately learned again, as we did in H1N1 and prior episodes, and that is we invest so many resources in the vaccine development, and we seem to forget that vaccines don't give themselves. We need to also, early in a pandemic, invest in educating the public, gaining acceptance, but very importantly, our public health system, so that they can administer the vaccines as they're produced.
This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at the Stem Cell Patch Company. Listen to this one.
Hi folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out X39 Rapid Pain Relief Stem Cell Patches that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better sleep, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Uh-huh, and I got one of those things right now on my ankle, and it's working pretty good, by the way. That's something else that I tried to make sure that everything was going to work the way it was supposed to, and it is. Now, by the way, I just heard from our suicide jockey, Tony, coming out of Fort Myers. He says, Cap, just got up on the bridge, I-95, or I-75, listen to me, I-75 northbound, headed up to the port to get me a load of petrol. Treetop Tall coming in, AM 930. All right, well, thank you, Tony. The reason that he's getting us no problem with the truck coming up there down in Fort Myers is because where's the antenna located on the truck there, Kyle?
Usually on top of the cab.
Yeah, and you couldn't put it in a better place, and they do have antennas, and that's why they have them. By the way, I used to be able to hear, and it was unbelievable, on the motorhome, you know, this, that, and the other, because a lot of people, I don't know what it is about cars, when they get cars, well, my antenna's in the windshield, you know, or the front or the back or whatever. That's a waste of time. It really is. because you can't hear like you can with a regular antenna on the hood or on the trunk.
Well, exactly, yeah. A lot of the modern designs now, they're always, yeah. they're like a mesh.
Yeah, and the modern radios, those usually they have a plug in the back or a couple of little clips where you can put in an antenna on the back end. It just goes on the back end of the radio, or believe it or not, a set of rabbit ears on top of an AM radio will help not only the AM reception, but the FM reception.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I know, I've done it. So there you go. Now, all that being said, let's go back to what we was talking about here. Asylum seekers from a migrant camp of at least 700 in Matamoros, Mexico, which is just across the river from Brownsville, Texas. We talk about Brownsville a lot. Have been filing into the United States after President Joe Biden overturned Donald Trump's tough immigration policies. But we've been told that there are 25,000 that are being brought in, several hundred at a time, to be put in these little miniature detention centers that they've got. Also, we've been told that we've got up to 75,000 sitting over the border.
Well, right, and if that's not a border crisis, I don't know what is. And certainly, again, it'll be downplayed. And, you know, and again, I think it's really important to point out, Captain, Americans aren't anti-immigration.
No.
They're anti-illegal immigration.
Right.
But again, Biden seems to, and the Biden machine, the Biden administration, Biden-Harris, whatever you want to call it, they just seem to be hell-bent on trying to make sure that everything just gets really chaotic really fast.
There is no way that anybody that's here in the system legally wants anybody illegally coming in here and getting ahead of them for even 1 second. And that's what many of these people fear is going to happen, because Joe is saying, well, we're going to put you on the line and you're going to be able to come in and we'll have you here. And those of you that have some exceptional qualifications, maybe we'll put you up to the top of the line. And but the other general consensus was flippus. I'll guys tell you this in a minute. But anyway, the general consensus was 8 years was what they were saying.
Well, right. And again, you know, becoming an American citizen is a special thing. And a lot of people go to a great expense, or they great expense of time and effort, basically, in order to do things right, because they want to establish a better life and a firm foundation in the United States for themselves and for their families. Everybody gets that. We all understand that. We understand the drive and that takes. But again, what Biden is doing, and the Democrats primarily, they're just manipulating things for their own gains. I find it hard to believe that they're just, their hearts just, you know, are just, you know, so wonderful and full that they want everybody just to walk over the border. That's not it at all. They're doing this for a reason, and that reason is purely politics.
Yeah, and Flip, who's a Navy guy, likes our Circle Back segment.
I love it.
He knows what that is when we play that.
That's right.
That's
right.
That's
to turn the ship, man.
That's what I was laughing about. Well, that's not a ship we're turning.
No.
No, that's not a ship. If you know that noise, that's not a ship.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, now the attorney general in Texas has sued the major Texas utility, ERCOT, over the customer's sky-high energy bills. Have you been hearing about some of these bills they've been getting down there? Six-figure bills.
Yeah, $9,000 per megawatt.
Well, one guy got $103,000. What the hell?
I mean, it's just really unbelievable. One of the things about Texas is that their energy grid is, like, not connected to, like, the rest of the energy grids, basically. But they have, like, these co-ops or something where if there's a surge in demand, everybody pays a larger price. But these things are just absolutely ridiculous. I think one of the energy providers in Texas has already filed for bankruptcy because of the large amount of costs that they had to go to in order to buy power during that the whole crisis with the weather. So it's not going to get worse before it gets better,
well,
in terms of trying to figure this out.
It took Joe Biden 2 weeks to finally get it right and declare all the counties in Texas as an emergency, federal emergency, so they can get the low cost loans and this, that, and the other, and they'll get special loans, some of the people down there, where they'll only have to pay the first half of it, and then after that, the second half will be forgiven, and so on and so on. That's the way that works. But they will be all right. But still, why on earth they got bills like that are absolutely mind-boggling.
Well, right. And then in some cases, probably in many cases, people have set up like a direct draw to pay their electric bill automatically.
Yeah.
It's very convenient.
Yeah.
But what happens, Captain, is that once that money gets taken out, let's say we take out $17,000 out of your account, it's going to be hell to get it back.
Now, talking about the stimulus bill, Senate Democrats, Bernie Sanders and company, have shelved the tax penalty that was going to be aimed at raising the minimum wage. If you didn't raise the wage, they were going to charge you a penalty?
Right.
Okay, well, the minimum wage, apparently, they're going to try to take out of there because that's not part of the deal. Now, Senator Liz Warren has turned around, and she says, well, I want a 2% wealth tax.
Well, sure.
What the hell?
Why not? I mean, you know, it's time to just really try to make everything go over the edge here now. But, of course, it sounds really good. Oh, it's just a wealth tax.
It's just 2%.
Yeah, and if you have a $50 million to a $1 billion, et cetera, and there's, you know, about 100,000 Americans, you know, it's going to be subject to the wealth tax. But here's the thing. It's not an – by the way, this is a wealth tax, not an income tax.
No.
We all get
it's a tax on a tax.
It's a tax on a tax, and who values the wealth? In other words, somebody –
I'll give you three guesses, and the first two don't count.
Right. Well, the thing is that if, you know, if somebody disputes that and say, well, I thought I was worth $50 million, but here comes the government. Government says, no, you're worth $70 million. Now you owe us 2% of $70 million instead of the $50 million you thought it was. You know, it's all very subjective. And also, it will mean that you'll have people doing all kinds of ways to hide their wealth, and it'd just be another shell game.
By the way, we've got a running conversation going in the chat room there. Jeff in Sarasota is talking about, well, instead of breaking off our antennas in the car washes, we need those shark fin antennas again on our vehicles.
Right. Exactly.
That's why they went to the antennas on top of the roofs on the SUVs, the little short ones that were kind of angled on the 45-degree angle.
Right.
Yeah, they did that so they wouldn't break.
Mm-hmm.
They still break.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
and you can get by with a little number up there if you have to. And by the way, the little satellite things that are up there,
mm-hmm. The
little small satellite things about the size of a silver dollar.
Yep.
Yeah, they work quite nicely, don't they?
Well, sure, yeah. Now, I remember the days when you had, like, the power antenna.
Oh, yeah.
The power antenna would go up and down.
I had a Ford Thunderbird, and one of the classy things about it was I could put my antenna up and down. All right. Hold that thought. Oh, man, I'll get in trouble with that one, I know. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Truckers Highway and Fiber Report coming right up right after this break.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. Up there at Carrollton, Georgia Way, listening to us. Up that away, which is just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hooah out there to everybody from Fort Benning, Georgia. And thank you for standing the wall for the rest of us that can't do it. We appreciate you guys and girls serving our great country. All right, the Truckers Highway Bible Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Don't forget, pull on in there. Tell them you've been listening to the captain. And I told you to stop. You get a free cup of coffee. You will. And become a member of the Driver's Club. Get yourself points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy. RVers, they got one for you, too. Same thing. All right, here we go. And we're going to turn Jeff loose.
We'll be right back.
Turned Me Loose. That's Lover Boy. You remember that one, Kyle?
I sure do. Yeah, that goes all the way back to 1980, Captain.
Yeah, I know it. And the hairstyles in this video I was looking at, too, they look like they're in the 1980s. Yeah, but anyway, that's something that will get you going in the middle of the night, too. And for the guys and gals that are out there, if you need that cup of coffee, just pull on into the Pilot or Flying J up ahead of you at the next truck stop. And tell you what, tell them the captain sent you, and you're going to get a free hot cup of coffee and get yourself rejuvenated, and away you go. Now, the weather is expected to be mostly quiet the first part of this week of March until about Wednesday, but there are a few hazards to monitor. Locally heavy rain and thunderstorms may produce flooding from the Arklatex to the southeast early this week, and also a strong cold front sweeping off the east coast is going to result in some very gusty winds that we'll tell you about here in a little bit across the northeast and through New England. And, Kyle, what's going on out west? I see a little something going there.
Well, it's pretty quiet out west this morning as well, Captain. We do have high wind warnings, though. This is north of Cheyenne, Wyoming. This is going to be on I-25 and across I-80 going west out of Cheyenne towards Elk Mountain. You'll also encounter another high wind warning. We do have a freeze warning and a frost advisory. This along California Highway 101 as you're a little bit south of Redway and north of Cloverdale. So be careful in that area. Looks like we might have some rain coming in towards the end of the week in the Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon area, and also in Southern California as well. A little bit of rain coming in Wednesday, and maybe a little bit more, a little bit bigger system coming up on the weekend. But that's what it looks like out west right now, Captain. Everything else seems pretty clear, and that's some smooth sailing for our friends in the trucks out there tonight.
Yeah, well, down south of Omaha, along I-29, along the Iowa-Nebraska line, just north of the Missouri line, you've got an area of rain in there. You've got some flooding going on there, too. It's been raining there pretty strong for the last day, and it's still raining in that area, but there's some flood alerts there in that area, so be advised there. Now, also in the central part of Kansas tonight, you do have one area there where it's some winds being reported. But let's go up into the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and the Lake Huron, Lake Superior, and Lake Michigan area where you've got some high winds off those lakes right now. You've got some really cold temperatures up there in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and I do mean cold, so batten down the hatches up there, throw some more logs in the fire, because you're going to find the same thing in upstate New York, north Indiana Roundex, the northern part of the Green Mountains in Vermont and New Hampshire, and most of the northern part of Maine is all really chilly tonight. And it looks like we got Massachusetts might have some cooler temperatures in there right now, too, especially over in the Berkshires over in the western part of Massachusetts. But we do have lots of wind to report. Two-thirds of the way across Pennsylvania, all through New Jersey, southern New York, central New York, over to Albany, Connecticut, windy there. We've got gale wind warnings all the way from Long Island, all the way around Cape Cod, all the way up to Nova Scotia. So, goodness sakes. And, I mean, the seas are really rough up there tonight, and wind and rough seas to boot. That's kind of a mixture. And then you do have some rain in West Virginia tonight. So whether you're on 64, whether you're on 77, 79, you'd have got rain there to contend with tonight. And then moving on down towards the Gulf, you've got some sea fog that's right along the coastline, all the way from about Crestview, Florida, on down to New Orleans and then around towards Houston. But this fog pretty much is still right now off into the Gulf, and it's all the way down to Brownsville, Texas. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, that's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him coming on the program. Now, joining us right now, we have from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
What is going on with Governor Cuomo? Another woman has surfaced. This time they got a picture, And I swear he's got his hands on each side of her face like he's pulling her towards him. He says, "Can I get a kiss?" That was a caption. Did you see that picture?
I did.
Wow.
You know, we've kind of got these priorities a little bit screwed up, though. I mean, this is kind of a side issue. The first issue is how he handled or mishandled the nursing homes.
Yeah.
So
they're trying to deflect the message. Mm-hmm.
So now we have, maybe we ought to go to Las Vegas and see what the unders and overs are in the betting world that he steps down by the end of the week.
Well, he's also got company now because all of a sudden Gretchen Whitmer out there in Michigan is in big trouble for the same reason, because she's been hiding the data of the nursing home deaths.
Crazy, isn't it?
I'm telling you. What are they afraid of?
Well, I think we know what they're afraid of. So, you know, that we were finding out that it was just massive abuse of power here.
Sure.
So,
the governors overstepped their bounds.
So,
but will we ever have a lawsuit or a Supreme Court that will render a decision that might agree with what the rest of us say is going on here, that they abused their use of executive power? Will we ever have a court that'll do that?
Well, we'd have to look at the, I guess, with the text of their executive power, their emergency executive power, to see if there's abuse
or not. Okay, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And a lot of buzz still coming out of CPAC. Nikki Haley, too. There's a story there that you haven't heard that we'll get back to you about. And then there isn't a crisis on the border. Oh, really? Really? Maybe there is. And the DHS secretary hasn't been there to see it. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.